Most Tuesdays, librarian Nancy Pearl joins us with a book recommendation. Usually with Nancy, it's all about the content. But as she admitted to my colleague Marcy Silman, sometimes you can tell a lot about a book by its cover. In this case, it's the cover of a new book called Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot.
The titles are presented vertically, so Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot, WT F.
Ah.
So okay. That should give you a little bit of a clue. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is the first novel by a writer who lives in Portland now, and it is going to be perfect for if you're looking for a great, fast-moving, yet intricate account of a possible future in which a very dangerous cabal has taken over, plans to take over and privatize information.
Not a world that one doesn't have to struggle too hard to think of.
No. And remember that Philip Dick said something on the order of every once in a while, paranoia does touch reality. And this is a book that interestingly enough, the book that it reminded me of when I was reading it, and not because the topic is the same, but because it has the same intelligence and crispness of writing and smartness, is Neal Stephenson's Cryptonomicon, which has always been, ever since I read it, been one of my favorites.
I was thinking, is this dystopian fiction? Is it speculative fiction? What do we call this?
Yeah, I think we call it speculative dystopian fiction. The misuse of computers, and the misuse, how we handle everything that's happening right now, can go in one of two directions. And of course, Dave Eggers' The Circle was a book that took us in, you know, the sort of ultimate depressing end of what could happen for him, in his view. This is a book that does what The Circle did, but I think in a much deeper and more interesting way. It's there are three main characters, all in their 30s, two men and a woman. It's the sort of book where you can't talk too much about, you can't talk at all about the plot,
yeah,
except to say that this is what these three people are up against.
You know, as you're talking about this, it strikes me that data and information and the cloud and all the things that are sort of burgeoning around us in the real world, people speculate a lot about what they mean and what privacy has to do with it. But as you're talking, I'm thinking an artist or writer is the perfect person to address this, because instead of just thinking what if, they can actually give us a possible world.
Right. And that's exactly what Dave Eggers did in The Circle.
Right.
Absolutely. And this, in David Schaefer's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, The Circle is growing because now it's the world. And how these three people, each in their own way, become involved in what's happening, and who is on their side and who is not, and who they can trust and who they can't trust, is so interesting.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say this would be a great book club book.
If you can get people to read it, it would be a great book club book. I say that just because it is dystopian, and although I'm sure that it's not going to be ever shelved in science fiction, it is a dystopian view of the world, and it doesn't. It's one of those books that ends, and you think, I love this book so much, but I don't want a sequel, and it can't have a sequel.
Well, that's tantalizing. We'll leave it there. The book is Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot, WT F. The author is David Schaefer, and the woman who brings it to us every Tuesday, Nancy Pearl. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marcy.
You can find all of Nancy Pearl's book recommendations at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl.